The government has stated that it does not plan to impose any new taxes or levies to recover a massive 1.56 trillion rupees revenue shortfall, which will result from revising tariff agreements with state-owned generation companies, GENCOs. During the public hearing held on Thursday, it was informed that there would be savings of 1.5 trillion rupees for consumers due to a revision in tariff for state-owned GENCOs, which means that the government has to face this hit in its income. However, the government has no plan to impose another tax or levy to recover this amount from the public, power division officials said. But they pointed out the possibility that the government was giving subsidies to the power consumers that could be reduced, following the hit of 1.5 trillion rupees on its income. During the hearing, interveners appreciated the government and power division efforts to slash the tariff by signing deals with power plants to reduce the burden of capacity payments. The government had also shifted power plants from take or pay to hybrid take and pay to reduce the burden of capacity payments. However, the power division officials ruled out a 50% reduction in capacity payments following revised deals with independent power plants and GENCOs. The interveners said that the government had cut gas supply by 220 MMCFD on the SSGC system and by 150 MMCFD on the SNGPL system. They said that the government should mix this gas with RLNG and provide it to efficient power plants to cut electricity rates further. It was informed that the Central Power Purchasing Agency, Guarantee, Limited, CPPAG, had signed negotiated settlement agreements / MOAS with the government-owned plants to reduce end-consumer tariffs. These power plants included National Power Parks Management Company, Balaki, National Power Parks Management Company, Haveli Bahadur Shah, HBS, Central Power Generation Company Limited, Gudu 747 MW, and National Power Generation Company Limited, Nandapur. CPPAG had filed a joint application before the National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, for the reduction in tariff components of these plants under the negotiated agreements. The notice of admission/hearing was published on April 18, 2025. During the public hearing conducted on Thursday, it was highlighted that the power tariff of GENCOs would be reduced up to 32 paise per unit. The tariff of CPGCL's 747 MW plant would be reduced by 24 paise per unit, NPGCL Nandipur's 32 paise per unit, NPPMCL Haveli Bahadur Shah's 27 paise, and NPPMCL Balaki Power Project's 26 paise per unit. Under the deal, the rate of return is fixed at 13% at RS 168/$, with no future indexation. The return on equity, ROE, beyond 35% shall be paid on a units delivered basis, e. take and pay. The insurance component shall be as per actual or 0.9% of the EPC cost for GENCOs, whichever is lower. The insurance component shall be as per actual or 0.8% of the sum insured for GPPs, whichever is lower.